Alderman Nelson.
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, District 6 Alderman. We had our meeting last Thursday, and just to kind of put this in perspective, Bear Development owns the property. And I used, you know, a number of different analogies as they're our neighbor. They bought the property. They're a vested neighbor. Whether this project goes north or south, they own it. I want to thank them and applaud them for coming because they were very transparent in what their plans are. Okay? And for those of us that are there, there's some creating of doubt of that document that had those apartments put up there. That's what we discussed at the Common Council meeting when they presented it. And none of us liked it. And they pulled it off. So there's not this conspiracy theory. There's not a grassy knoll. This is where we're coming from. And one of the things, and we're not too late on this, one of the things that we need to do is show the tax benefit, the tax impact. We will have that document. Just like Alderman D'Andrea said, we will have it. He came off the cuff with $400,000 house, is $9,000. He's really close, but we're going to have it officially done, so there will be answers. But what we don't want to go down the path of is this isn't one of those developers that comes to our city, and there's plenty that come to our city with concepts. They see big open spaces of grass, and they're like, well, I'd like to do this, but I'm not going to do it or not commit money until I know that everyone has said yes. Well, this is a developer that's come, spent a lot of money, has a concept, has a plan. I believe it's a reasonable plan. And if there are people, like I said at last week's meeting, that now's your time to ask your questions. Now's your time. You've got the people here. You've got the owner of the company here. You've got people that can make decisions here. Please ask them. Don't come a week or two later with an email signed by nobody with a crazy question. I mean, now's when we can get to some answers. So I am in favor of it. I believe they've done their homework. And whatever, this is the first step of many steps, ladies and gentlemen, neighbors and friends. This is the first step of many in which to go. And if this is one step, and if we don't like it, we've got the ability at the Common Council level to say no. But then again, this is also, just like the rest of us, they now own property. They are now a vested neighbor in our city.
Okay. Can I rebuke
something? Thank you, Alderman.
Because I was at the same meeting, and I specifically asked the developer about that parcel if you had any development ideas, and the answer was absolutely not. The honest answer was...
Hey, Frank, get closer to the mic. I want to make sure...
I specifically asked about their plans for that future development site, and they answered... None. They have absolutely no plans. The right answer would have been, I proposed 180 apartments and I pulled it. That would have been the right answer. I respect the fact that they own the land, for sure. But I don't respect the fact that they knew they proposed 180 apartments. I specifically asked what their future development plans were, and they said none.
Okay, thank you. Joel.
You mentioned that area is zoned R8, so apartments would be allowed with special use and a public hearing.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no other attendees that want to attend the public hearing, we're going to close the public hearing and open it up for the commission. Commissioner Fowler.
Just that for the residential lots, I would refer you to a study that was done by Rutgers and also as a sewer pack report. And unfortunately, I just don't have the number of the sewer pack report because there's like about 1,000 of them. But one of the things they talk about is if you're going to build residential properties, if you get over $300,000, they pay for themselves for the property tax. I've always been a strong supporter of the 70-30. I understand that. That's what we need. But again, apartments are another one that pay for themselves because of the high property value they have. However, they're very unpopular among most people whenever they're put up because of concerns about what might happen to them over time. They don't age well if they're not put together properly. But again, if you're thinking about what you're trying to maximize your property tax, you want housing that's over $300,000, you want condominiums, and you want apartments, but a lot of people hate them. But that's how you maximize your residential property tax. The other thing to do is to put in these industrial, and I applaud them, They're up front saying they're going to be putting in some commercial and light industry. That usually brings out a crowd of people to say they don't want it anywhere near where they're living. But if we're going to get that 70-30 goal, someone's going to have to live next to that at some point in time. We need these kind of developments to come in.
I didn't comment anything.
I'm just pointing out that there are some facts about that that work for the from the tax perspective.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fallon. Any other questions? Seeing none, do we have a motion? A motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone lots 1, 2, and 3 of the certified survey map number. Okay. With the current number of record as follows. Lot 1 from R2 Estate Single Family Resident District to M1 Limited Industrial District. Lot 2 from R2 Estate Single Family Resident District and C1 Conservancy District to M1 Limited Industrial District. Lot 3 from R2 Estate Single Family Resident District and C1 Conservancy District to R6 Suburban Single Family Resident District, comma, generally located southwest of West Loomis Road, south of West Ryan Road, and west of South 112th Street, comma, including 11205 West Ryan Road, approximately 85 acres. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. The next motion regarding this item is lot three.
Is it supposed to be lot three or three lot?
Just read the
motion. Oh, a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a three-lot and one outlot certified survey map being that part of the northeast one quarter and the southeast one quarter of the northwest one quarter and the northwest one quarter and the southwest one quarter of the northeast one quarter and the northeast one quarter of the southwest one quarter of section 30. So I've brought you around in a circle, guys. Town 5 North, comma, Range 21 East, comma, in the city of Franklin, comma, Milwaukee County, comma, Wisconsin, generally located southwest of West Loomis Road, south of West Ryan Road, and west of South 112th Street, including 11205 West Ryan Road. Do I have a motion on that matter?
Motion to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Thank you. The gentleman from Bear. Okay. We're going to, before we hit and attack the next two that everybody's here, we're going to take a 5-minute recess. We'll be back at 16 after 8.
Which one? Oh.
Wait till you read it. It's 35 pages. Longest one ever.
I got color pages into it, so it keeps going.
Unfortunately,
they're racing for the.
I don't think so.
But this is like.
I can't imagine.
But also,
when you get appealed, agents.
The council is the final decision.
Yes, I was going to do. Oh, we're going to wait for the record. And I'm sure he is the city.
Next two items are going to be public within a lot longer.
I saw that 3 pages. I printed it.
That preface is right at the beginning.
Yeah, I got to read all that. It sounds as if there's another law that needs to put it on the house. I didn't hear about it anywhere, but who knows? I'm going to make a pit stop.
Yeah, you better, because the next one's going to be one.
Hey, Joel, get a chance to look at that email I forwarded to you today. No, basically, it's Jesse. We summarized it. Once you're required to do a housing plan, basically. Because if indeed that is the case, that
Really helps.
I'm like, yeah. I think it was right here.
It's the parking lot here. Like your adult session. Three of them.
I have no idea. I never predict. Well, then I have to leave. Four is.
You should probably tell them I'm not going to. Just in case of an emergency, such as, were the dogs fed yet? But I just got the text message.
Oh, you did?
You're watching her white blood cell count.
You're kind of on your own at that point, right?
She's been here.
Shoulder surgery a year and a half ago. I'm still milking it. Labrum.
Oh,
and arthritis. Good as new. I wish I would have got a replacement in there. The surgeon said after he did it, had I known how bad this was, I probably would have replaced it. But he's like, I figured you were a young guy. Pennington? William Pennington? Okay. Oh, did he?
Oh, no, I left
my dog. Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Really good. I don't know when he's going to be able to drive. He's off of work. They have him off of work till 2020.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's important, though, to get healed up. I mean, you can't shortchange yourself on this.
About 30 years ago, he had arthroscopic surgery done by Butler out of St. Francis. And he got 300 fellows.
That's
good. Yeah, so now he's got a surgical
sock.
How many? I don't know.
They work well for constricting,
oh,
right?
Oh, God. They are worse than 9-1-1 women.
Yeah.
Just
that's next week.
Horrible. So I can't get them out of
here. We got that.
I might change my mind. If I could get the money to try to
Okay, let's reconvene, please. We've reconvened at 23 minutes after 8. Item C3 on your agenda is a public hearing on the matter of Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, ordinance terms and use amendments. Mr. Fuchs, can you read the notice, please?
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conducted public hearing on Thursday, June 7th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by BPC County Land LLC, BBC Master Developer LLC, and Zimmar Properties LLC, BBC County Land LLC, and Wisconsin Department of Transportation property owners for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex / Ballpark Commons, to revise the district in the following manner: to allow additional uses as permitted uses, including but not limited to senior housing, memory care residence facility, community living arrangement, athlete housing / apartments, rock crushing / batch plant, baseball stadium, to revise certain district standards, including but not limited to building height and building size limits, lot area requirements, density requirements, signage amounts, hours of operation, lighting curfew, public water service, fencing requirements, landscaping requirements, and certain design standards, to revise certain financial surety requirements and conditions 15 and the standards, findings, and decision of the City of Franklin County Council for a special exception to certain natural resource provisions dated January 9th, 2018, and to revise the comprehensive sound and light study requirements and conditions number 2 and 3 in Plan Development District Number 37, Ordinance Number 2018-2324, for properties located approximately 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive.
Okay, we have a properly noticed a public hearing. Mr. Deedle, would you like to give us the highlights, please?
Thank you. So as the public hearing mentioned, this is a major PDD amendment, and it's major because they are proposing to change some uses. There are a number of changes that they're asking for. The public hearing hit all the major ones. There are some smaller ones as well. Starting with these major ones, so they're asking for a couple different things. One instance or one example would be the changing of uses. The stadium right now is a special use. They would like to request that it become a permitted use. The difference being, of course, any changes in the future to that stadium as a special use require a public hearing and final Common Council approval. As a permitted use, any changes to the stadium in the future would only be reviewed by Plan Commission and there would be no public hearing. So that's one of the big changes that they're asking for. They're also asking for a similar change in regards to the senior housing development. Right now, that is allowed as a special use. They want to make that a permitted use. In addition, memory care is not allowed at all, and community living arrangements are not allowed at all. So that would account, they would have a proposed in their senior development, a memory care unit, and assisted living. Those would not be allowed. They want those to be allowed, and they want those to be allowed as a permitted use. So those are a couple of the big changes. Some other additional changes they're asking for and mentioned in the public hearing. There's the possibility that they might want to have a temporary stone crushing facility. They're going to be able to crush and pulverize the existing roads out there and use that material as part of the fill and that kind of stuff in their development. They might also bring in some other roads and crush that up too. Right now, that would be a temporary use. Also requires certain setbacks. They're asking for that to be a permitted use in this district and with smaller setbacks. One of the other bigger changes is the sound and light studies. Right now, the original PDD from 2016 required a comprehensive light study and a comprehensive sound study for just the Rock Sports Complex portion, not the entire district, just the Rock Sports Complex portion. So that includes the existing ball field, stadium, and now the new proposed indoor-outdoor golf facility and the indoor baseball facility. Those comprise the Rock portion of this development, and that's the only part that applies to the sound and light study. What they propose instead is that the agreement they have with Milwaukee County would be what they would do, and that they would try to strive and achieve to meet our current standards in terms of light levels and noise level limits, instead of doing the comprehensive study. Staff has gone into more detail about what that would be, what staff is recommending the comprehensive study would be consisting of, because right now that condition doesn't go into any detail. It just says comprehensive light and sound studies. So staff is recommending as part of the stadium what that comprehensive study could be, because staff is recommending that they still do that. But the applicant is asking that they not have to do that. Those are the major changes. I'd say some intermediate changes to landscaping would be an example. They don't believe they can meet the current UDO required landscaping amounts within the development. So they would like to change that to some kind of a version that would be as adopted by the Plan Commission and as a certain lesser amount of what's required by the UDO, potentially like 25% reduction. There was a discussion at the Common Council meeting, you may recall, during the review of the mitigation plan. I believe some of that discussion was about the landscaping. It sounds like there might be some interest by the Common Council to allow them to do some of their landscaping and possibly mitigation off-site. That's something that came up at the last minute. If there is some interest by the Plan Commission to go that route, then we would have to create some language in any motion that you guys do. And staff would be interested in that idea as well, as long as that total amount of landscaping that was done meets the UDO standards. Then staff would probably be supportive of that as well. So those are the major changes. The only other thing I could mention in regards to the senior housing, I have mentioned it only once or twice before in similar projects. The fire department has serious concerns about these types of uses, about the impact that it puts on their staffing levels, their response levels, those kinds of issues. They don't believe they're adequately staffed to handle these kinds of developments. This would be the second time they are recommending, the fire department usually does not recommend, this would be the second time they are recommending no to the senior housing. So those are the major changes. There are a number of minor changes. Most of the minor changes staff agrees with. Most of these major changes staff does not agree with. I would recommend that after the public hearing, we would do what we've done before, is we just go through the ordinance change by change and then and deal with it at that point.
Sure. That's a good recommendation. Okay. I'm going to open up the public hearing for comment from the citizens. You know the routine.
Bet I do.
Joy
Jurgenis Zingales, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale. First, I would like to address the permitted use. I have spoken about my concern regarding this before. Absolutely not. I believe there has to be checks and balances, and I believe that requesting that not be approved is quite evident with the concerns and issues that have been ongoing for the years that the Rock has been open and still have not been addressed and fixed. As far as the lighting and noise, he still hasn't complied with the issues that have, again, been ongoing. So why would we then allow more freedom to, again, not comply with ordinance and regulation and just being a good and respectful neighbor? I also have concerns regarding the amount of parking and such that's going to be at the facility or lack thereof. It's very concerning to me that we continue to come to these meetings year after year, month after month, week after week, and we have been expected to make numerous concessions, even when we didn't want to. Many, many, many concessions. I think it's time to stop this ball rolling and start holding some accountability. Any other developer, any other person, whether it's in your personal life, in your professional life, you have accountability. And that accountability has to be shown, it has to be proven, and it has to be consistent. And we haven't seen that from the developer. We have not seen respect of our homes and the peace and quiet that we deserve to have in them. The rock crushing, that machine, I'm very concerned about. What are the hours of operation for that machine? It causes a lot of dust, and it's very noisy most of the time. So I would like to know, what are you considering hours of operation for that, as far as extending the hours of light and noise for any of the facilities on the property? Again, he's had a very hard time complying with what's already in place. Why would we then allow this to escalate and cause even more problems and issues if it's been proven time and time again that he hasn't been able to follow the guidelines, the rules, and the regulations that you have laid out, that have been spoken about, that have been reiterated numerous times? People need to sleep. Children need to go to school, and people need to go to work. And even in summer, children go to school in summer. I go to work in summer. And to have extended hours of operation and lighting, I think, is unreasonable. And this is a residential area. And I understand that he has chosen, and that is the key word, he has chosen to put his development in a residential area. And when you have chosen to do that, it was made very clear to him by myself and numerous others that you need to be respectful, that that's where you are. You have neighbors. It would be like me having a party every single night. My neighbors wouldn't appreciate it, and the police department would definitely take care of it. I want the same respect, whether you are commercial or whether you are residential. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Or did she address it for everyone? Yes?
Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane. What Joy just said is a sentiment of all the neighbors. We deserve respect. You guys want that? You come to my yard at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday night and hear your windows pound back and forth. I was there long before he was. They were there long before I was. I wouldn't do that to my neighbor. I wouldn't do that to my worst friend. We're changing the rules with a stadium that's not even built yet. Originally, that area was supposed to be left untouched. Well, then he decided he's going to put baseball diamonds in. Then behind me, there was going to be a soccer field. Well, now it's going to be a berm with parking lots. That's not what we bargained for. We came here for a quality of life. We were willing to pay the high taxes, and you're taking that quality of life away from us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
John Joskus, 8625 West Hawthorne Lane. Talking about respecting the neighbors, I don't know if anybody's seen Channel 4 news this evening at 5 o'clock, where Mr. Zimmerman got on and said, if you don't like loud music and you don't like lighting, learn to live with it. That's his idea.
That's a lie. That's an absolute lie.
Channel 4, 5 o'clock this evening.
Yep.
Why is this so red in the face? Such a lie.
I had sunburned. I was out of the grand.
Thank you, John.
Okay, people direct.
Yes.
Deborah.
None of that crossed.
Yeah, I don't need the banter going back and forth. Let's keep it professional, please.
Deborah Burgess, 7200 South Carrington Drive. I agree. We need to have respect, but even above and beyond that, we need to have safety in our homes. March 17th,
8:50 a.m. I'm sitting in my kitchen eating breakfast. I thought a bomb had exploded in my house. It was so loud. What happened? I had no idea. 5 minutes later, after walking around the home, we discovered we had been hit by a projectile from this project. May I ask, how many of you are aware of this? Dave?
No.
You're not aware? Any of you aware of this? No. Okay.
Why would we be?
Somebody could have been blinded. Somebody could have been killed. My property doesn't even abut the field where these apartments or whatever it's supposed to be are going in. I have neighbor's property that cushions me, and the neighbor's property has a swing set on it. Those children in that family play outside all the time. They're out there frequently, I'd say 3 times a week or more. If they would have been out there, if I would have been out there, the person that lives with me would have been out there, neighbors, we could have been blinded or killed. I called the police. I'm not going to take a lot of time. You can look it up. The police came. We found the projectile that had come off of a machine that was grinding up fence posts in the field. We went to the field. Greg Marceau came over. He accepted responsibility for this. And I could not get a correct and factual police report. I have spent 12.4 hours of my time working on this. During my tax season, I have an MBA. I do tax work for people. I had to use my own personal time. He offered to repair the window. Would that have been in my best interest? I don't think so. Would either of you, any of you people, had somebody who had just busted out your window, say they would fix it for you? No. So I had to call the insurance company, get estimates, on and on. I have a complete log if anybody wants to know this. Like I said, I'm an accountant. Every hour, every minute, every day that I have spent working on this project. When I went to get the police report, it didn't even say that Greg Marceau had come on the property with our police officer that day. I said, this is a non-factual, it's not correct report. And the police said, oh, it's okay. You don't need to have his name on here. I said, yes, I do. I want the facts. So I demanded to speak with the sergeant. And the sergeant came out and he said, don't you trust people? I said, I want the factual police report. I had to go back to the police department 3 times, and I spent a lot of time calling there. I can show you the complete documentation. I'd be happy to email it to each and every one of you. And finally, I got the correct police report. Okay? And Greg reimbursed me for the cost of the window and gave me a $100 gift card for Sendix. But I'll tell you, 12.4 hours of my time does not equate to a $100 gift card at Sendix. So I am very concerned about this project, and I think each and every one of you would be also if you were standing here in my shoes. And I hope going forward that there are specific things put in place to try to make sure that we don't have to live in an unsafe environment. I asked Greg, what have you done going forward to make me feel more comfortable? What have you done to make sure this doesn't go on again? And he said I'd have to go meet with him to discuss this. I have no more time for this. This is not my job. The city never issued him a citation. And in my mind, that is very, very wrong. Trespassing at the least. Okay, there was no fine, nothing was even given. And you people, a lot of you aren't even aware of it. It's really, really a sad situation. And I hate to even tell people that I live in Franklin. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ma'am, we are, as a council, we were privy to the information. This commission isn't necessarily serving at that level. So the individuals that knew of the situation have been advised of it. Thank you for the update. Anyone else? Ms. Mills, regarding the topic, please.
Yes, I would just like to ditto what she says, that what other people have said.
Ms., I need your name and address again.
Judith Mills, 8018 West Winston Way, that I don't think Mr. Zimmerman is a very upstanding person to deal with, and he hasn't shown respect to citizens of Franklin. And as previous speaker said, he chose to put that facility there when citizens fought him left and right and suggested that, not that they didn't want it in Franklin, but they didn't want it there. And with all the open land we have south of here, he had tons of acreage to pick from. He insisted on putting it there. And people pointed out, they came with tons of documentation to show him all the problems he was going to have by putting that facility there, and he did it anyway. And he said, oh, I'll take care of you, I'll accommodate this. He has done none of that. He's not a good citizen of Franklin or a business person in Franklin. He's not a good representative to have in Franklin. He has lied. I was down at the Milwaukee County Courthouse when they were having hearings down there, and this was testimony on the record where he was misrepresenting things and claiming that he had done things when he didn't do things.
Ms. Mills, if you're providing hearsay...
I put it on record. It's on record. They have it on tape because I called him a liar. And I was reprimanded by the head supervisor down there because I spoke out of turn. Because he stated that he had surveyed the citizens of Franklin about putting the rock there and that they all thought this was a good idea. And I couldn't believe he was saying it. And so I called him a liar. And it's on tape, and it's at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. And he says that he presents himself so well when he's doing things behind people's backs. I mean, the fact that there was a pedophile on that property going after a kid, and when that was reported, they never reported that it was at the rock. They just said they caught a pedophile in Franklin. That is information that should go out to the public so that people know that. They're sending their kids to that property. And you, as any of you who are parents or grandparents, you should know that if you're sending your kids there, that is big stuff.
Ms. Mills, that pedophile goes to the grocery store too, right?
Yes.
What are we going to do about it? I mean, you know, you're bringing up topics, items here that are not regarding this item.
Because
okay.
Kids wander around freely. A pedophile's not going to groom a kid in a grocery store, but they can get a hold of them at the rock very easily.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Mills.
Because they're wandering around.
Thank you, Ms. Mills. But your time is over.
Well, I just think that should have been reported. You don't think that should have been reported to the public?